Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN News headlines. Cell phone use in Dade County and high school classrooms across Georgia is one step closer to being banned statewide. The Georgia House of Representatives voted yesterday to pass House Bill 1009, which would restrict student access to personal electronic devices throughout the school day. Under the bill, students in kindergarten through 12th grade would be prohibited from bell-to-bell cell phone access. Schools would be required to implement secure storage methods like lockers, locked pouches, or designated classroom areas. The proposal builds on last year's Distraction-Free Education Act, which banned cell phone use for kindergarten through 8th grade students. Supporters say expanding the restriction to high schools will reduce distractions and improve classroom focus. House Bill 1009 now moves to the Georgia Senate for consideration. Additionally, Georgia lawmakers are also reviewing Senate Bill 513, also known as the Everyday Counts Act. It's aimed at reducing chronic absenteeism in public schools. The bill would create a statewide definition for chronically unexcused students and require intervention plans for those who exceed attendance thresholds. Students could face limits on extracurricular participation and potentially restrictions on obtaining a driver's permit if attendance requirements are not met. Supporters say the goal is to address attendance issues early and keep students on track academically. A Jackson County man facing theft and drug-related charges following an incident Monday in Scottsboro. Police say officers responded to a business on West Willow Street after receiving a report of a theft in progress. Officers later located the suspect inside another nearby business after he allegedly attempted to hide. Following what police described as a brief struggle, officers detained Jeffrey Hensley. Additional charge details have not been released. The case is under investigation. The National Weather Service says showers and thunderstorms will move through the area beginning today and continuing through tomorrow evening. Rain chances could linger into early Saturday in parts of east central Georgia. Forecasters expect rainfall totals between 3/4 of an inch and 1 1/4 inches, although some localized areas could see higher amounts. Residents should be prepared for heavy rain, lightning, and maybe ponding on the roadways if you're driving. In sports, the Dade County Wolverines saw their season come to an end last night in the first round of the GHSA State Tournament. Dade County fell to Dodge County, 69-36 in South Georgia. The Wolverines close out the year following a strong postseason run that earned them a state playoff berth. KWIN is set to carry Chattanooga women's basketball this afternoon as the Mocs take on Samford. Airtime set for 4:30 this afternoon. You can catch that action here on 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, 1420 AM, and through the KWIN app. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.